This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
As you know, you may have realized, we've talked about it a little bit, the little time there is between the end of the hockey season and all the activity. That's what you'd call this, right? Activity.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
The draft, free agency, it all comes pretty fast.
Development camp.
Yeah, there's that too.
So not exactly like football where they draw that stuff out over 4 months to the extent to which you just sort of, well, somebody I know will make mock schedules in advance of this. Like even the schedule release is its own drawn-out event. With us now to discuss the NHL, the draft, the free agent period, the Sabres, Luke Fox from Sportsnet at Luke Fox Jukebox, one of the best Twitter names. Luke, welcome back.
Yeah, happy to be here. Busy time for NHL news. So it feels like every hour or so, there's some little bit tidbit that comes out, whether it's a rumor, a signing, or a trade. It's a fun time to be a hockey fan.
And we certainly appreciate you finding time for us, considering all of that, Luke. What's your read on what the Sabres did before the draft? Let's start there with the Paterka trade with Utah, and then we can go from there into what their offseason might end up looking like.
Sure. I mean, generally, you say whoever got the best player in the trade probably won the trade, and I think Paterka was the best name in the deal, so you might want to give it to Utah, but I would say give it a little bit of time here. The Sabres were in a position where the player didn't want to sign long-term. He's coming up as an RFA, and management has to make a decision. They have to do some smart asset management, and if they don't think they can get the player at a reasonable rate, or the player is not going to be happy, or they don't envision him being part of the core long-term, then you try to get the best return possible. And I thought they did that. They got two pieces. I think there's a lot of people who follow the Eastern Conference that don't stay up and watch a lot of Michael Kesselring, but a lot of people are high on this defenseman. So, let's let this play out a little bit. I think he could develop into a pretty strong player. Adams and Kekalainen are betting that his best years are still ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And, he's a good player. He might be the nicest piece over the long term. They might say, this wasn't so bad after all. But Utah obviously wants to get more scoring, wants to make a bit of a splash this season with the new name, new owner, new market. So they're being aggressive. But I want to let this one breathe a little bit before we say that the Sabres lost this deal. I think it was not bad asset management, considering they were pinned into a bit of a corner.
Yeah, you know, respectfully, with all that in mind, the possibility that the players they got could turn out, I mean, that's always there. I don't want to say this like personally, Luke, you lose me at, well, if the player didn't want to stay. And it's not because you're wrong. It's just because that is kind of a lot of Sabres life, you know? Like, how they get to a place, or in this case, got to a place with Peterka, where he would just have wanted at such a young age and had enough leverage, I guess, to pull it off. However, he must have been pretty convincing that he didn't want to be around. So, as you surely know, there's been a lot of that with the Sabres, and I don't know. I guess that's still happening, right? I mean,
it is still happening because that trade was that a week
Wednesday
ago?
Like, not even. Right.
So the trick is to build a culture of winning where players aren't asking out. You want to get to a point, and it's not going to happen overnight. With you're having what happened in Florida. Like there was a point in time when no one wanted to be a Panther. It wasn't exciting to go play hockey down there. But they got to the point now where Aaron Ekblad, just, you know, less than an hour ago, took a massive discount. He probably could have made $8 million on the open market, and he's staying for, I think it's 6.1. That's where you want to get to. But, you know, baby steps, and then you have to make decisions along the way. But, I mean, you make a good point. There is certainly a trend of guys flexing their leverage to get out. And they're in a tough spot. So, you know, let's see what happens in free agency, how this all settles out. You know, what happens with Bowen Byram? You know, that I think feels like the next shoe to fall here. Like, do they keep him and convince him to stay? Or, you know, do the trade rumors actually come to fruition, and is he the next one out?
Yeah, that's the situation. I did not want to see them divest themselves of Peterka. I understand the position they were in. I was tempted, Luke, to say maybe, you know, we've got you for 4 more years. Like, I'm sorry you don't like it here, but we're gonna turn this around, and you're gonna help us do it. And so, like, here's your qualifying offer, or here's a bridge, or whatever it is. But they didn't do that. Byram, I think, makes sense to move on from because they've already got kingpins on the blue line. I like the pieces they got in the trade: Kesselring and Josh Doan. I almost called him Shane, his dad. But I need to turn Byram into something to, if not directly replace what Peterka gave them scoring wise, at least be a part of what's going to help, you know, subsidize their scoring there. Because I'm having a hard time listening to the GM talk about Zach Benson and his 28 points and Jack Quinn coming off an injury lost really 2 years being the answers there. So if they can turn Byram into something, then the Utah trade with Peterka to me looks a lot better, because I like the pieces in a vacuum, but I just don't think they have the scoring to replace Peterka without making another move.
No, they don't. And no, they absolutely do need more offense. And also, you know, they went out and got Connor Timmins out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a sec, how many NHL level defensemen do you need? So it does feel like something could happen there. You know, there was whispers that Romanoff might get traded, and he just re-signed on Long Island. So, you know, the defense market right now, you know, especially, I just mentioned Ekblad coming up the board. There aren't many out there available, whether it's trade or free agency. So it probably is a pretty good time to be willing to trade a defenseman who's still in his prime age, who can log top 4 minutes, no problem. So, you know, this is a bit, if they do follow through and trade Byram, you expect a nice return. And I think the Peterka trade shows you that Adams isn't just looking for futures at this point. He wants guys who can play now, so that, you know, trading for a forward who can put the puck in the net would make a lot of sense. And there's a lot of moving pieces right now. Maybe teams that want to get a defenseman in free agency strike out tomorrow, and then Byram's value goes even higher on the trade market because teams are left like, well, we need a top 4D. We don't have one. We missed one in free agency. We got to trade one. Buffalo has one of the best ones available. So maybe it might even be smart to play this out a little bit.
with Luke Fox of Sportsnet. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. I wonder, Luke, and I'm not sure this is a question Adams would take, but the idea, like getting pieces for the now, that doesn't surprise me. And that's how he's talked for a while now here with, like, enough already with the futures, right? 14 years without a playoff spot is pretty, you know, tough stuff. So I just wonder, like, in a vacuum, if he would be different with this roster. Like, do you feel like it's the right course of action to get pieces for the present when you were just, what, 26th? Was it even that high? 26th, I think it was, in the league in points? Because normally, you know, they're young enough and they're down far enough where you might just be – being young is kind of your purpose right now. But the Sabres are acting like they can't afford that given their history, and I'm not sure I blame them.
No, I think you make a good point. In a vacuum, you might take a step back, especially considering the 26th draft class led by Gavin McKenna.
Oh, here we go.
As regarded by amateur scouts as more enticing than the 25 draft class that just got picked over the weekend. So it's a really interesting time in the league because outside of the Pittsburgh Penguins, there aren't pretty much any teams that are trying to get worse right now. Maybe the Calgary Flames, especially if they trade Rasmus Anderson, maybe they're willing to take a little bit of a step back. But even the teams like San Jose and Chicago, Anaheim, the teams that had been tanking are ready to take a step forward. Pretty much all the good teams, the playoff teams, none of them want to take a step back. They feel like they just want to keep going. So there aren't many teams that find themselves in tank mode. But on the flip side, I do understand that you need to get some veterans in there. You need some leadership and some maturity in that room. It's such a young room. And, you know, on paper, you have a lot of raw talent, but you have to start building a culture. It's a really tough situation for the front office to be in. You're trying to make it work, but this is still, unfortunately, a multi-year project. I wonder what happens if Buffalo gets off to a poor start, if they just look at that draft class in 26 and say, you know what, we didn't want to do this, but maybe we do have to take, you know, would lay off the gas and, heaven forbid, go 15th year and miss the playoffs.
Heaven forbid, all of it. I mean, I'm sort of like a little bit excited.
No,
but also,
yeah, my boy's tingling over here, Luke.
The 26th draft. Why wait? Let's go. Draft is our life.
Ay. Well, one other piece that they've got maybe a decision to make, and this is a tough area because goaltending is just, you know, good ones are very rarely available, and even good ones are, you know, throw a dart, like on a given year, a given off season, like who knows? Gibson finally got traded to Detroit. We'll see if that works out because he's been kind of at the top of that list of, you know, accomplished goalies who might get moved for many years now, and we'll see what kind of player he still is when we get there. The Sabres have got Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen 1 year in on a contract extension that did not go smoothly, and we're still sort of waiting for Devon Levi to show that he's ready to hit the beach, and I'm not sure that happens. It could happen this fall, but I'm not confident. So, like, what do you do there? Is it Jake Allen time? I mean, what do you think you want to do in goal if you're Buffalo?
Yeah, Jake Allen's probably the top name on the list just because, you know what you're getting in him. Is he a number one? No, but he's a solid number two in this league, and the goalie market is completely ravaged right now. He's the one that, you know, the GMs are most talking about in free agency. New Jersey has an inclination to keep him, but his price point, I had heard he might be asking for as much as five. For him to actually get five, I think would be surprising. I think you can get him for less than that. You can get him short term because he is getting a little bit older. He's not going to, I don't think he would need a great commitment in terms of term, maybe 2 years. But you could do worse than him. He's a solid goalie. He's the kind of goalie that, you know, could push UPL and force Levi to earn his way up. Levi, I think he's RFA, right? Like, he doesn't even have a contract.
Right.
They still need to negotiate with him. And maybe that gives you some leverage in the negotiations, too, if you bring in a solid guy. I going in with a tandem of just Levi and UPL, I don't like that. So, you know, I think it would be wise to get some more stability there and get a veteran in there. And, you know, Jake Allen is, by all accounts, is a good teammate, too. He could help kind of groom the young guys and give them some pointers. So the fact that Detroit's taken itself out of the goalie market, that's probably your best bet. And the Sabres do have cap space, so maybe they can get something done there.
With Luke Fox, the biggest name there is to talk about, I would say, is probably Mitch Marner. And it seems to many, apparently, that his going to Vegas is a done deal. Maybe even surreptitiously a done deal. It's not actually July 1st yet. What's your expectation there?
Yeah, my expectation is that he's going to be a Golden Knight. We're just waiting now to see if the Leafs can swing a trade in terms of like a sign-in trade to potentially for the Knights to get 8 years and have Vegas jump the market here. Because if he actually hits the open market, then you'd for sure have teams like LA and Anaheim and Carolina poking around, maybe Utah. We talked about them wanting to make a splash, but all signs point to Vegas as the landing spot. The big question mark is, can Bradford, living in Toronto, get anything for Marner's rights? If they want to take his total value of his next contract, spread it over 8 years, only the team that owns his rights can do that. Once you get to noon tomorrow, then the most a team on the open market can offer is 7 years. And Vegas is always pressed right up against the cap, so anything they can save there would help them. The guy that Trey Living wants is Nick Waugh. You know, bottom six center. The Leafs need center depth. He's signed for 2 more years at $3 million, and so the Leafs could slide him into their roster right away. They want help right now, so that's what they're aiming for. And the big question is, can they get it done? Does Vegas even care to get it done? Or they say, we're not giving away an asset when we feel confident Marner will sign for with us at noon anyway. So that's the struggle that's going on right now in between Toronto and Vegas.
Is there what do you make of the smoke around tampering? Because that's made the rounds in the last 24 hours or so, that maybe Vegas, that Toronto might have a leg to stand on there, charging them with tampering.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I'm a little bit skeptical that it actually goes down that way. It feels like it might just be a threat, because I think if the league investigates or charges Vegas with tampering, and we do know that, you know, the team did have interest in Marner dating all the way back to last summer. They engaged in conversations. Toronto was kind of keen on getting Shea Theodore. Vegas ultimately re-signed Theodore, and Marner stayed put. Toronto tried to trade him a couple times. He wouldn't waive his no move, as per his right. So the conversations between the two teams go far back. But what Vegas is not allowed to do is talk to Marner directly. So if the league were to open up a file and investigate that and go deep and tick off the Golden Knights by doing that, then you open a big can of worms, because there is a lot of nudge, nudge, wink, wink conversations that go on in the league. And if I'm the Vegas Golden Knights and I get, you know, investigated for tampering in this case, I'm going to cause a huge stink and point in the direction of 31 other clubs that might be doing a little bit of, you know, doing some stuff.
Same.
That falls in the gray area. Yeah. And does the league really want all the conversation this summer to be around, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The kind of backdoor suggestions about players. I wonder if they really want to open this up.
Yeah.
Is there something big for Toronto? I mean, I know they kept Knies, which I thought about halfway through this year, if Marner's going to end up going, and it was looking like he was, that Knies is like the new member of the core group there. He really just has emerged. So, you know, maybe, you know, bigger and better still to come from him, but we're talking about the Sabres replacing Paterka's offense. Is there a move to replace Marner's offense or all-around play, or do you think it'll just be what they've got coming?
Well, you do it by committee. So, you know, this afternoon they traded for Matias Michelli out of Utah. He's coming off a really down year, but he has hit the 50-point mark in the past. So they gave up a conditional third for him. They're hoping maybe he can fill a second-line role, get back to a 50-point pace. But he can't defend like Marner. You know, Marner was up for the Selke one year. He's on the first penalty-killing unit. So they're going to have to find someone to help Marner's void as a defensive forward. You know, that's where they're going to gun hard at Brad Marchand if he hits the open market. You know, there's whispers that the Leafs could offer him as much as 8x4, which is a really big bag of cash to hand a 37-year-old. But the UFA market is so thin, and Marchand is that rare two-way forward who also brings leadership and playoff pedigree, and he rises to the big moments, that they're willing to do that. But basically, you can't replace a 100-point player in this climate. So you're just trying to patch it up. And to be quite honest, you know, the Leafs won the division in the regular season, and they're going to be really hard-pressed to repeat. Florida hasn't really lost a step. Tampa has no interest in laying off the gas. And then you have teams like Montreal that looks to be improving. Ottawa is on the rise. So it's going to be very difficult for them to even maintain their level while losing Mark.
Is that Marchand idea $8 million for 4 years or $4 million for 8 years?
Yeah. Like, what do you guys think of that? It just seems, and I love what Marchand brings, but that seems really high for a guy who's 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, both ends of it seem really high, but the term and the money. Yeah.
But yeah. Why not? I guess. Right. I thought we were venturing into Bobby Bonilla territory. If it were 8 years, we're might as well.
8 years.
Yeah, let's just put the whole thing off. $1 million a year for 30, whatever it takes. I don't know. Luke, great to talk to you again. Enjoy July 1st. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Hope Adams can right the ship here for you guys.
Yes. Happy Canada Day, July 1st. Not just
thanks.
Not just Bulldog's birthday, not just free agency, but Canada Day. Let's not forget that. Luke Fox from Sportsnet on the Westher Hotline. Check out his articles on free agency on Sportsnet. Or on through Twitter. That's how I get there.
That's where
Luke Fox
Jukebox.
Yep. I just like typing in Luke Fox
Jukebox. That's a great handle.
803-0550, thoughts on the Sabres' moves, or, you know, maybe you wanted more. We usually end up wanting more, most of us. We'll talk some football, too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.